Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I had a question.
Have you watched any of the news?
No, I don't watch the news ever. On purpose.
Okay. Have you seen about what's going on in Silicon Valley?
No. See, this is what I mean. This is why I don't watch the news, because anything big, a friend will eventually tell me about it.
Okay, well, let's just do a juicy bit about that. 1 second.
Hold on. Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
I didn't even know that was an intro. You son of a bitch. You sly, sneaky son of a bitch. I was drinking my coffee and I just thought it was you asking me about... Oh, that was good. I knew you were recording when you hit that fucking... And I had to start dancing. Okay, so...
Anyway. I love the parallel universes we live in. I spent all weekend checking my phone to see if there was the imminent collapse of the banking system going on and worrying about... total collapse of our system and our ability to
now
have commerce. And you were just, I don't know, what were you doing all weekend?
I had a Rings of Power marathon while eating pancakes and sushi, not at the same time, because that'd be weird.
Did you worry about the Silicon Valley Bank at all?
No, not at all. I haven't even heard of it. Is this a Canadian story?
It is, yeah, because this affects Canada. Yeah, it's just affect Canada.
Like, it's a global thing, affects everything. So, you know, that's a cop out.
What do you mean?
Like, you could also call this a Turkish episode, because technically it would affect Turkey, like Turkistan, Turkmenistan.
No, okay. Well, jump to get to the point while you try and name countries.
Tell me all about it.
So, the Silicon Valley Bank funds.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Silicon is the 16th largest bank in the United States.
Fuck.
It had $200 billion of assets and $340 billion of client funds on its books at the end of last year. And it's primarily a bank that helps fast growing startups. So, Roku, Etsy, those kind of high tech Silicon Valley companies were all customers of this bank, and essentially 25% of their customers tried to withdraw their funds, and it tipped the bank over to collapse, which
all at the same time. Wow.
Yes, there was a kind of a run on the bank, everyone pulling their money out. Well, 25% pulling their money out. But because banks are allowed they don't have to have a lot of liquid assets, as long as everyone doesn't take their money out at the same time, usually it's fine.
Because it's like, takes their money out, the funny thing about banks is because of that, it's technically all banks are a giant Ponzi scheme. Where
they are, yeah.
Yeah, like we're getting money from this guy to pay you your interest. You know, like it's... Ugh.
No, last time this happened to banks, and the reason I was so thing about it was 2008 when that happened, I got stuck in negative equity. Me and my wife had just bought our first house. Didn't have any kids. We just bought our first house, and then 6 months later, we were trapped in negative equity.
What is negative equity?
It meant that our house was worth less than we'd borrowed to buy it.
Hold on, what? Oh.
So say your house was worth $100,000.
Yeah.
And you paid a $20,000 deposit, and then you borrowed $80,000. But then the economy crashes, and your house is now worth $50,000. Well, you still owe a bank $80,000 plus interest.
There's got to be a way of leveraging that. There has to be.
No, you have to literally pay your way out of it. That's the only way you can get out of it.
Hmm. Well, that sucks. All right.
So when people start talking about bank collapses, I kind of tend to go, I remember that.
Okay.
That was hard. That was a really dark time in my life. So
how would this affect Canada?
Well, Canada also has branches, or did have a branch in Toronto. So a lot of high-tech investment, a lot of the companies that people get excited about, a lot of the high-tech companies that are kind of generating like the fastest growth and they're kind of creating all those kind of jobs where you get fruit and slides, all those kind of companies are the ones that were in a position where they might not be able to make payroll or might have to lay off. Because if you stop paying your staff, you're then eligible to be sued for not paying your staff. So it's easier just to lay people off.
Wow. Okay. That's frightening. So what happened?
So what's happened? Well, this is ongoing, Jesse. This is why I'm watching my phone and paying attention to it while you, I don't know, do whatever you were doing, square dancing or whatever.
Yep. That's what I was doing.
And the worry is that...
fucking ha. Keep going.
The US federal government has offered to kind of guarantee everyone's money. And then other banks as well, they're starting to kind of try and shore it up. So because if you get a run on one bank, sometimes people in other banks can start to pull their money out too because they're worried about losing their money. And then that just causes the whole system to fall apart, like in the 1920s.
Right.
So they're trying their best right now to make sure that doesn't happen, to guarantee everyone's money so that it doesn't spread and everyone just pulls their money out and everything crashes. But also in the meantime, if you're in like a Silicon Valley investment area, you know, if you work for a big Silicon Valley kind of company and you've been involved in investments, it means you could lose your job as well.
Fuck. Okay. That sucks.
So it's a very, very, very the juiciest of all the bits right now. Because
So it's still ongoing. So I guess the biggest question is, why did 25% of the bank's customers suddenly all want to take their money out at the same time?
My understanding is it's something to do with like interest rates. I don't know. I'm not a financial expert, but I think it's interest rates and people, something to do
so
with
the bank,
how
the bank increased,
things are right now.
The bank increased interest rates and 25% of their customers were like, fuck that. And they just decided to leave. Good for them.
So I think the rise in interest rates meant that like venture capital was drying up. So it was more expensive to borrow money. So people were tapping into their deposits and pulling more money out.
And so the bank saw a way to make profit from this by raising interest rates and people were like, fuck you.
Yeah, and then the bank was losing revenue, so it started to sell some of its portfolio, and it made a loss on them, and they lost their value in their bank, so it meant people were like lose confidence in them, so they wanted to pull their money out, which then causes the bank to collapse. So it just shows how shaky it's the terrifying reality that we all live in that we have no control over.
I don't find it terrifying at all, Reese. I love this. This is chaos. This is chaos unburdened. This is amazing. Oh, let it shine. Let it burn. Sorry.
Cool.
I'm back.
Well,
hi.
Nice.
This is quite scary for everyone, I imagine. This is not a good thing. Not a good thing at all.
It's not great. No.
No.
It's not exactly like, I don't know. It's hardly Canada Day. But... I don't know. I don't know if...
Imagine Canada Day if it was like kind of just our thing that we all took our money out of our banks at once. Just
But for me, I'm not an expert on it. So I'm trying to piece together what's going on from multiple places.
Okay.
And then whatever you do, don't go on Reddit because everyone's kind of gives different opinions and pretends they're an expert anonymously.
I mean,
that is how they saved GameStop, though. Reddit is a powerful force. I mean, it is. Yeah. It really is. The anti-work, Reddit thread has been strong for years now.
So you're suggesting that you use Reddit to tank what's left of the banking system by encouraging everyone to take their money out of the banks?
I didn't say those words. No, I think
you're saying you want to burn it all down in order to build a new reality.
I think you just said those words.
Just burn it all down. I tell you what, I'm okay with you burning everything down, Jesse, if it means I get to keep my house, make sure my kids are fed and clothed, uh-huh. and that we can keep the lights on and the heating on. If those are my terms, as long as we can have a vacation every once in a while, and new clothes when we need them, and as long as we can kind of, I don't know, go to
your three cars, your brand,
go to the movies, your vacations, or whatever, yeah. If we want to. Yes, I want to keep my subscription to my streaming platform. As long as we can do those. And maybe every once in a while we do get a takeout and maybe we go out for a fancy meal and we can get childcare so me and my wife can have a date night as well. As long as all those things are intact.
Don't forget the hot tub in the backyard.
And the hot tub, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, vet's bills for the dog and all those things. And, and also I like having unlimited data on my phone as long as I can keep that as my contract terms.
Right, of course. Yes, it's. And my kids, very reasonable.
They've all got devices. Like and we have,
each one of your kids needs to have their iPhone, their iPad, their iWatch.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. That's just
as long as we can have all of those things, then
of course.
If I'd like to get my haircut once a month.
Sure.
My wife, not as often, but it's like way more expensive than mine.
Right. Of course. Don't forget your cocaine habit too.
Also my daughter loves Lululemon. So she's got to feed that habit too.
Of course. Yeah.
She's 13, but she's got very expensive tasting clothes. It's not my fault.
Right, it's not your fault. No, of course.
As long as we can keep all those things.
Right.
Then, yeah, burn the system down. Let's start all over again.
I'm glad you're on board, Rhys.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with it.
I knew I'd get you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been a fun, juicy bit.
Not really Canadian, but big in the news, so fuck it. Let's talk about it.
But it is, because this affects...
I mean, sure. I guess. Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, all right, fine. Fine.
Good. Right, okay. So
I'll concede.
This has been I'm just going to go back and doom scroll for the next 3 weeks. So right.
Send us a speakpipe if you've got a hot take on today's juicy bits. And speakpipe.com/Canadian Politics is Boring. It's anonymous. You can send us a voicemail right away. Let us know.
Yay.
Play it.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye. Don't forget to dance. You got to dance.
You're right. Canadian Politics is Boring Juicy Bits.
Canadian Politics is Boring Juicy Bits.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Rhys is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Rhys and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.